Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
Hi, this is Fred Librand. So what we're going to do is look at something really essential, right? When I'm recording this, it's the political season. And what I want to do with that is share with you something that has been striking me all along. And you'll see those in a moment. But the issue is that they don't get it. I'm watching this over and over and over again, that they don't get it. And it's an important thing to notice, ponder, think about, because it would be great if indeed they actually did get it, but they don't. And so what that means is the Democratic side is saying the Republicans don't get it. The Republicans are saying Democrats don't get it. And Hollywood says people don't get it. And then the Northeast says they don't get it. The South says they don't get it. And people who live outside of this country say they don't get it. And this is what's going on. Now, everybody is caught up in this world of not getting it. And I think that is an issue, because if you don't get it, then you can't do anything. So I once knew a man with a wooden leg named Smith. Really, what was the name of his other leg? That's a joke. You either get it or you don't. And that's, in a way, the idea that what you're facing and I'm facing in education and in working with people is the basics of what is going on or what we're trying to accomplish. Neither you get it or you don't get it. And what I wanted to share with you is that there are four things I'm convinced of that we, especially who've been involved in the homeschool movement, need to get. And if we don't get these things, we are probably going to either be in trouble or actually miss the opportunity for what homeschool could have meant or done for our kids, our families, and communities, and the nation, etc. So it works like this. There are four things that I believe that you want to consider or think about very, very clearly concerning home education. And the first is mindset. This is kind of where it begins and in some ways ends. It's the story of how you think about it. If you have a board game you're playing, and you don't really get how it works, what the rules are, what the game is, then your odds of playing it well are gone. And I think this is exactly what we face as moms and dads and educators. We're in a world where it is incredibly challenging to take smart actions when we're not thinking smart thoughts. So over the course of time, you want to constantly check your mindset. What are we up to? What are we trying to do? In our world, one of our mindsets was all about the future. So we're trying to get the kids ready for the future. We're giving meaning to what they're doing about the future. You see, students, honestly, a common thing they do is math. And in math, obviously, they get to a place in high school, and I'd say probably the majority of them, at least in public education, come out saying things that are interesting, like, I'll never use this. Why am I studying this? This doesn't matter. I'll never use this. And having that kind of mindset utterly and that lack of meaning to it, it's just a vanity, an exercise in something empty for them. And so we as educators are caught constantly wanting to remind them what we're about. Well, for us, it was the future. We're trying to prepare you. And we do say lame things like, well, use it someday. Well, that's true. And that may be enough. Just trust us. You might want to spell it out and say, trust me, there'll be a day you'll apologize to me and say, thank you for teaching me the math. You don't believe it now, but we'll look forward to it. In fact, when you use it, will you come and say thank you? Now, in the meantime, let me show you how you're going to use it. Maybe set up some real world scenarios where they have opportunities to notice that. But you see, math in itself, the purpose of it has more to do with the development of the mind, certainly language of science. But even there, on the basic level, it's setting up the way the mind thinks, the way it looks at problems, the way in which logic works. So this mindset component is honestly strategic. So that's the first thing I'd want to stress. The second is this, that education is about skills. It is very common today to think education is all about content. In fact, let me add that, not content. So education is about skills. It's not about content. Now, you get plenty of content, I'm not doubting that, but if you turn it into what the school system is, it's how much trivia do you know? How much stuff do you know? How much can you say about what's happening? You know, which rivers run east-west in America? What are all the capitals of the states? What is, you know, the history of I was thinking of something lame like chewing gum, but they may not be quite that lame, but it could be close. That it's just about knowing this data. And that's the very basics of education, just data. There's still beyond that in the classical model, there's logic, how it fits together, and then there's rhetoric or how we communicate and use it with other human beings. So our focus and my suggested focus for you is to make it about learning skills, kind of the teach a man to fish and feed him for a lifetime dynamic. That education is about development of skills, especially the reading and writing and arithmetic, the reading comprehension, so you can learn from anybody throughout history and time. So the writing is about communicating with others. It forces you to get your thoughts clear and set down policies and processes and all kinds of cool things that can happen out of writing besides just entertainment. It can impact and change the world. And arithmetic, obviously, the language of science, getting down that skill, as I said a minute ago, does a lot of things for your life in terms of logic and clarity and sequences and cause and effect, etc. So skills, it's about mindset and it's about skills. But the third thing that homeschooling is definitely about is the environment. The environment is a particularly important thing, and Jody will probably bring up even the environment in the homeschool, but the game in education, whether it's public, private, home, it doesn't matter. That environment affects everything. I had a friend who was older and involved in homeschooling well before us, and described his kids going to public education around 7th, 8th grade, something like that. And he said they kept coming back with what he called the attitude. So there's this attitude that they drug into the home. Now, I'm not saying it's just about that. I'm saying it's about you getting the wrong environment. And, you know, kids at an age they don't need to be learning about it or learning about sex, drugs, violence, all kinds of wild stuff that they're not really equipped to process very well. So that environmental issue is a big deal. In fact, schools know this too, don't they? Get really bad seeds out of there, expel them, remove them. They do things to make sure guns don't get in school, etc. That environment is a big deal. And even in your own home school, if siblings are conflicting or if somebody's gouging others or distracting, etc., that's going to be an issue. And we talk about that in a few minutes. But this environment piece, the way we've always said it is you'll never be like the people you don't hang around. And so being able to direct the kind of kids and adults our own kids are interacting, connected to, is a strategic part of the whole growth issue. Never mind the weird discussions about being socialized and such. What you're really doing is trying to prepare, again, in our mindset, for the future. We want to raise happy adults. Not our focus is not on happy kids. That's a bonus and that's great, but it's happy adults that we're aiming for. The final thing about home education in terms of get it is freedom. So freedom, relates to liberal arts. Part of my background was in liberal arts, which actually meant freeing arts. So the word liberal in English is tied to the word liberty, and it's about freedom. That was the idea, that once you develop these skills, you're going to have the ability to do whatever you'd like. You have the ability to teach yourself. And that's the phrase I'm kind of going to in this skill orientation. I really didn't stress it, by the way, because it relates to freedom. The skill that we really want to teach our child beyond reading, writing, arithmetic is to be a self-teacher. You used to use the term self-learner, and that's fine, but all learning kind of is self. But learning how to put yourself in the role of a teacher and instructor for yourself so that you can understand how 10 years after we all graduate from college these days, we're in a career totally different than what we studied for. And if you understand education is skill development, you can understand why I have a son who is an art, studio art major, who does programming and what they call business laboratory, where they do modeling for businesses and shipping and all kinds of things to create models inside of computers and algorithms to make things predictable and more settled and more accurate. And of course, his presentations are also beautiful. Look, the skill is to learn to be able to teach yourself what you need to know. And that is where the freedom comes in, because now you have the capacity to adapt and change. You have the ability to generate solutions and insights, etc. It is about freedom. So that's it. It's mindset, skills, environment, and freedom. If you don't get that about homeschooling, I'm going to argue you don't get homeschooling. You're up to something else. Your mindset is just about fear and protection. It's not about skills. It's they're dependent on their home. You obsess and close them in into a, I'm not saying you're doing this, but people can, into a enmeshed family system. And there's no freedom. There's just slavery and control. So it's all about staying inside the compound because of the dangers of the world. What I think we have the opportunity to do as home educators is prepare a generation of solutions provider. Look, we live in a crazy world, right? Somebody's got to send some sane people into the crazy world to uncrazify it. And I think that's really what.